Shalom, Aviad.
What's up, Moishe?
Wait, you do not wear kippah?
So what's the spiel? Why am I here?
You tell me.
All right, man. I'm just gonna cut to the challah, okay? I heard you're looking for the real thing.
But we already have it, right?
Wrong.
What you bring?
Oh, it's just my Bible. That's all I need.
No Talmud?
No. I'd rather just go with God's word.
What is it you say, Yeshua's Messiah?
Yeah, that's right. You see, it's rather simple, actually. I know that some of y'all think that Menachem Mendel Schneerson is Messiah, but, you know, it just doesn't line up with God's word. I mean, it's just not in alignment with prophecy.
And where do you see?
Well, here, let me show you in God's word. Okay, here, it says in Micah 5:2, how the ruler over Israel shall come forth from the line of Judah in Bethlehem.
What?
Now I'm going to show you how this prophecy is fulfilled. See, in the book of Matthew, chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, there's Yeshua, okay? The one they call Jesus, who was also born in Bethlehem of Judea. And Herod the king asked, where is he that is born king of the Jews?
King of the Jews?
See, Schneerson was born in the Ukraine. He never went to Israel.
Right.
This is pretty simple stuff, man. I mean, it's not that hard to figure out. I mean, if you want to go, I can go on. You know? That's if you can handle it.
There's more?
Yeah, there's more. See, the Messiah would be killed before the destruction of the temple. Here, I'll show you. In Daniel 9:26, and after the 62 weeks of Messiah shall be cut off and have naught, and the people of a coming prince shall destroy the city and the set apart place. See, now in Matthew 27:50-51, it reads, and Yeshua cried out again with a loud voice and gave up his spirit. And see, the veil of the dwelling place was torn in two from top to bottom.
Whoa, slow your roll, Hebrew homies. It's not my fault Jesus is a Jewish Messiah. I'm just telling you the truth.
He's right.
Hasidic Vice will continue after Shabbos.